Chapter 7. A Martian was seen in London before midday on Monday, and there was a cloud of black smoke over the Thames. Trains full of people had already left London, and the drivers had refused to return. Soldiers had lost control of the crowds. A young woman was knocked over and died under the feet of the crowd, and a middle-aged man was killed with a knife. The crowds were moving north, along the roads, trying to escape on foot. My brother couldn't get on a train, but he took a bicycle from a shop and headed north. After hours of cycling, the front wheel of his bicycle broke, and he left it by the side of the road. He decided to head east, to Chelmsford. When he found the road, he came across two women who were being attacked. They were travelling in a horse and cart, and the men were trying to steal their horse. My brother helped to fight the men off, and then he joined the women in the cart. He had a cut mouth and blood on his hand, but he was no longer travelling alone. The older woman was Mrs. Elphinstone, and she could only think about her poor husband. "George!" she cried. "Where are you?" The other woman was her sister-in-law, and she and my brother agreed to head for the port of Harwich so they could escape from England. The day got hotter, and the roads got more crowded. People in dirty clothes with white faces and red eyes walked slowly. One woman carried a baby in her arms and held the hand of a little girl. As they drove into a town, the crowd grew bigger and people on foot pushed through the carts and horses. There was a cloud of smoke over the town and people were panicking. "Keep moving," they shouted. "Don't stop! The Martians are coming!" There was fear and pain on every face in that crowd. Every mouth was dry. Every foot was sore. The people needed to escape from the horror that followed them. There were too many people for my brother to drive the horse and cart across the road, so he jumped down and pushed people out of the way while Miss Elphinstone drove the cart through the crowd. Mrs. Elphinstone sat beside her, crying, "George!" My brother and Miss Elphinstone worked together through the hot, dry afternoon, fighting a path through the crowds. After about 2 miles, they stopped at a small river where people were pushing each other to reach water to drink. The three in the cart were exhausted and hungry. The evening was getting cold, but they were frightened to sleep. If the Martians had wanted to destroy everything, they could have done it that Monday, when everyone from London was on the road and the city was empty. My brother saw the fifth cylinder flying in at midnight. On Tuesday, the Martians had control of London. My brother and the Elphinstone ladies were still heading east, trying to reach the sea to make their escape. That day, the crowds started to realize how hungry they were. They took vegetables and animals from farms as they passed, and some started back to London, looking for food. On Tuesday night, my brother slept, and Miss Elphinstone saw the sixth cylinder fall. On Wednesday, they reached Chelmsford, and they decided not to stop for food, but to keep going to the coast. Late in the afternoon, they saw the sea for the first time. They were shocked to find it was crowded with every kind of ship. About 2 miles away, they saw a warship called the Thunder Child. Mrs. Elphinstone started to panic when she saw the sea. She had never been out of England before, and she was frightened of being alone in a foreign country. She wasn't sure which was worse, foreigners or Martians. She wanted to go back to her husband. My brother and Miss Elphinstone persuaded Mrs. Elphinstone to go to the beach and my brother paid for a ship to take them to Belgium and give them food. The boat was already full, but the captain waited for more and more people to climb on, taking money from everyone. The boat would have taken more passengers if guns had not been heard in the distance. The gunshots got louder, and the warships rose up out of the sea under clouds of black smoke. The little boat with my brother and the two ladies on it was heading into the open sea when a Martian machine appeared. This was the first one my brother had seen. He was shocked to see it walking into the water, followed by another, then another. The Martians were close to the little boat, and my brother fell from his seat. When he stood up, he saw the Thunder Child coming to save the ships. The three Martians were deep in the water, looking towards the Thunder Child, which did not fire a shot. The warship was moving towards them fast. Suddenly, the first Martian shot a gas container from its tube gun at the warship, but it didn't cause any damage. Then the second Martian fired its heat ray into the water. The Thunder Child was damaged, but a flame went up through the grey cloud and the Martian fell. The warship was on fire, but it continued towards the next Martian. The heat ray hit the warship and the explosion knocked the Martian down. "Two!" shouted someone. The black cloud hung over the water for many minutes, hiding the third Martian and the coast. The boat with my brother on board was escaping. Then suddenly, out of the sunset, guns were heard and black shapes moved. The sun disappeared into grey clouds and something flew up into the sky. It was flat and wide. It flew to the north, turned, and came back, flying low, and as it flew, it rained darkness on the land below.